name's Monty Rowland, and I'm with Monty Design in Morrisville, North Carolina. And I wanted to take a few minutes and chat about what I'm going to call right-sizing your product. And as I start this discussion with you, I want to throw out the concept that I'm not even sure right-sizing is the best term. So I come up with something better, though, just stick with that. When we talk about right-sizing your product, and what does that mean, I think it's important to realize that a right-sized product is a product that fits the market. And it's something you can produce. So one of the things to keep in mind when you're designing a product, and this holds true for a Fortune 500 company or a startup in somebody's basement, what you got to do is actually sell something. And the longer you wait to get your market out there, the higher the opportunity cost, the more likely something is going to be out there, and kind of you're not usually in a winning position if you delay too long with the product. At the same time, you've got to get the product to a level of sophistication, to a level of elegance, to a level of features and performance and benefits that someone will actually write a check for. The trick is to know when to do that and when to stop designing. I think engineers and inventors or young entrepreneurs are the two worst people for not turning loose the products when they're done. It's so easy to think, well, I'm going to fix this and I'm going to fix that, and you know, days run into weeks and weeks run into months and months into years. And so instead, what we encourage people to do as a design firm is to figure out, you know, what's the product that solves a need for your customer in a simple way. Now, preferably it's a simple need in a simple way, but for the point of this, we'll go with solves a specific need or a defined need for a customer in a very simple way. And usually if you solve a defined need in a simple way, customer will also find other uses for your product that maybe you never even thought of. So it's very common for an engineer to be working on a product and to keep refining, when the blade was sharp enough to cut whatever it needed to cut a long time ago. And so as an entrepreneur, as an engineer, or product manager, what you've got to decide is, what does the product need to do? And then the moment the product does that reliably and you've tested it, it's time to start selling it. Before you can sell it, you've got to manufacture it. Before you can manufacture it, you got to document it. Somewhere in the process, you got to build some prototypes. So there's a whole chain of people who have to turn loose of the product. And I'll say it's very often that companies have potentially great products that do A, B, C, and D. And the problem is that their product has done A for a very long time, very successfully in a robust way, but now they're working on B or they're working on C. And over time, their product dies on the vine because they never were out selling the product that met requirement A. Now, the trick is knowing when do you have enough product to sell it. Because if a product doesn't create what I'm going to describe as a full value proposition, then you're not ready to sell it. On the flip side of that, when you do meet the full value proposition, or enough of a percentage where a good percentage of the market is convinced you have, and will be further convinced when they use the product, then It's time to quit designing, start manufacturing, and start selling. I'd encourage you to always keep asking that question. When is it time to prototype? Which the answer is usually early as possible. And when is it time to stop designing and start manufacturing? Because that decision, till you make it, you can't sell anything because you can't manufacture till you finish designing it, and you can't sell it until you manufacture it. So it's just, there again, chain of events. So I think that it's a difficult skill a lot of times, especially where you've got an emotional investment in a product. But I would encourage you, though, as you're looking at your product or your product portfolio, to sell a simple product first. AdRev 2.0, which may be a revised product, or it may be a totally new product. But either way, you've already got product out there. If you're an entrepreneur, you're already building your sales channel. In some ways, having an entry product that's a simpler product, especially simpler from the respect of from the aspect of your customer looking at the product and understanding how it functions intuitively and deciding to purchase, then having that first product out there allows you to start building a customer base, start developing procedures and processes and getting feedback, and then you come back with a more advanced product, more features, bigger, better, what have you. And that product you've already paved the way for. So I think it's very, very important, and it's a very common mistake for people not to do this. It's important to go ahead and get your product out there. Now, the balancing act and the diametrical opposite of this is, well, if you release a product too soon and it's junk, you may not get the opportunity to release a second one. So there's a judgment call that someone's got to make that says, okay, this product is robust enough, it's tough enough, it's intuitive enough. And then once you've made that judgment call, then you can go. In my experience, personally, I think there's been more experiences where a client held on to a product too long than there have been clients that turn them loose too quick. And so that kind of makes me lean towards, you know, trying to make sure that we get products out the door as quickly as possible. And this is for Monty Gear or for products we do for clients under Monty Design. And get those products out there. Get those prototypes out there. Get them tested. Because once you start testing stuff and you have, and the market starts testing it for you, then all of a sudden you get feedback that you never dreamed of in your office. So that's kind of my thought. I hope that this was helpful and had value. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call or send me an email, monty@monty.com. Hope you have a great day and enjoy. Bye.